clerk offered the prettiest bonnet in the store, acknowledging its high price but pointing out its heirloom potential. Your daughter can wear this as a baby, then carry it as a handkerchief on her wedding day. Lord, I prayed that night, heal her. Please, take this cup from us. But not my will. Let your will be done in my daughter's life. Weeks passed, and the reality of this cup continued to turn our truth upside down. One afternoon, I lay on my bed to read while our son napped. The Bible resting on my belly began to bounce while my baby girl kicked and punched and turned just beneath my skin, unable to live apart from me, but very much alive inside of me. This was my new truth. My womb was a place of life, but it would soon become a place of death. Waking up every morning was like pulling the trigger in a game of Russian roulette. Will today be a click or a bang? Opening my eyes from sleep, I'd hold my hand to my belly and wait for signs of life. Is she still there? Will today be goodbye? 11 weeks, we waited for the trigger to catch. We didn't make plans. Our only certainty was that life was fragile and everything could and would change in an instant. In a fog, we found we could see only one thing clearly. Nothing was certain but what God promised in His Word. Nothing was true but His truth. Waking up every morning was a gamble, but God was faithful. He hadn't changed. In my 26 years, it was the first time I ever really understood how singularly reliable God's word really was. 77 nights I fell asleep waiting for death to come. Some nights I'd wake up to the sound of my own voice quoting scripture. Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Death is a thief. Satan is a thief. Or I'd recall passages I memorized as a child as I drifted in.